Welcome back to General Education Trojans. It's your host, Shaza Fadul. We've got everything you missed from this week, so let's jump right into it. Today, we're joined by one of Daily Trojan's associate managing editors, Christina Shakarbal, to discuss her article, Keck Half-Staff Campaign at Match Day Urge Movement at the Bargaining Table. Can you tell me why you chose to write about the Keck Half-Staff Campaign?
Yeah, so I've been writing about the Keck House Staff and also just in general LAC plus USC House Staff for almost a year.
Residents campaigned outside the ceremony over a $10,000 gap in wages and benefits between Keck School of Medicine employed residents and LA County employed residents.
Keck House Staff started negotiating for a new contract. They unionized last May, and they've been negotiating contract since then. And so I have a couple contacts within the bargaining team and the union, and I reached back out after writing a story about how they were negotiating. Basically, Keck House Staff, they feel that they've been negotiating for a bit too long with the Keck School of Medicine. They want to speed it along so that they can have an equal contract with their LA County employed counterparts.
And that people are very angry and very stressed out with this process. One, because it's been dragged out for a long time. Two, because county negotiated a new contract last year.
Yeah, that just kind of highlighted what the residents and the union wanted to bring out, is that they wanted to get people asking, like, who am I going to be employed by? What are my benefits going to be? Because they might not be what they were advertised to be.
Diving into water rights, the Navajo tribe had its arguments heard against Arizona in the U.S. Supreme Court. This article is a part of an ongoing series, Order in the Court, investigating Supreme Court cases for their current term and their impacts on the USC community. The tribe is advocating for greater control over water rights from a system of prior allocation and seniority instated by national law. We talked with Quentin Seegers about his and Sarah Rauta's article. Can you briefly tell us how long the Navajo Nation's interstate fight for water rights has been going on and what sparked this fight?
The Navajo Nation has been attempting to legally get their water rights recognized and quantified for decades now. I believe their fights for legal water rights started in 2003, and they have just been, been really active in getting these lawyers, these Native American lawyers, to fight their case for them and take it up in several courts, because the reservation, it really spans across multiple states, so there's always like several parties involved, and that has been quite the ongoing process, and now it's finally made its way up to the Supreme Court. It's been decades-long fight for them.
Robin Craig, a professor of water rights at the USC Gold School of Law, outlined the complying legislation that comprises the Law of the River.
Law of the River is that collection of legal instruments and decisions that hashes out how the Colorado River is divided up and managed.
It is everything that has to do with water, as well as international treaties, like, for example, between the U.S. and Mexico. So Law of the River is just a way to say everything legally that pertains to water rights.
This article is a part of an ongoing series investigating Supreme Court cases slated for the current term and their impacts on the USC community. Students at the USC School of Architecture are taking a stand against a slew of program shortcomings. A survey conducted by the Daily Trojan revealed insight about the architecture students' experience. 44 students responded to the survey discussing the program's lack of communication skills. Of 44 students, communication between faculty and students averaged a 4.6 out of 10, while perceived inter-faculty communication earned a 4.25. For both, the most common rating was a 3. Here to talk about her story is Jennifer Nearer. Jennifer, can you tell me why you chose to write about the challenges that architecture students face?
Sure. Well, I actually chose to write about this article because my boyfriend, I learned about the program and I saw what the kids in the program were going through because, I saw him doing his homework and, you know, kind of suffering within the program. And at first I thought it was just kind of a program that works its kids very hard and that that wasn't very special. But then as I saw more and more the kind of stuff he was going through, I thought, oh, this isn't exactly normal.
According to students Lucas Brown, Justin Kaxender, and Manuel Bernardino Jr., the issues are numerous and widespread.
I mean, I feel like a lot of the issues within our school are more related to access of materials and the proper facilities to do the work that we're required to do. Just because we are creating so much and building and we don't really have the proper spaces and the proper, like, anything really to do it.
People just work themselves to death, pull all-nighters, and just do a crazy amount of, like, work and spend amount of time that is, like, almost, like, impossible to ask for. And there's, like, other issues as well with, like, how funding seems to be a problem where, like, people have to pay for 3D printing services or pay for laser cutting or their own materials and things like that.
I've never been challenged mentally more than this school. And, like, I've always been a very confident person in everything that I've done, sports, I don't know, fashion, anything, any type of conversation, until I came here. And it destroys me all the time. I have so many second, like, guesses about myself, who I am, why am I here. It's hard, and like I quoted in the thing, everything in life that's hard is worth going through. And I mean, that was kind of instilled by my parents as well. Right? Like, just stick through it, it'll be worth it in the end. So I guess we'll see after my fifth year if it really was or not. But
hosted by Shaza Fadul, written by Narissa Ramirez, Stacey Odebodochin, Benjamin Papp, and Shaza Fadul, edited by Grace Ingram, Benjamin Papp, and Abby Park, produced by Grace Ingram and Christina Shakarbal. General Education is one of the three shows on the Daily Trojan Podcast Network. You can find more episodes anywhere you listen to podcasts, as well as our website, dailytrojan.com. Visit the episode description for our links and more information.